And the American Psychological Association, in its update of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is the Bible for how we diagnose mental health disorders, has included for the first time internet gaming disorder. So it is a real problem now. It can be diagnosed. Now, it's in the appendix because that's where they put new things that the evidence shows it looks like it's real, but we still need more data about it. And how you would diagnose it are these 9 issues. And you ask about, in the past 12 months, are these ones true for you? Do you spend a lot of time thinking about games, even when you're not playing? So that shows that it's mentally, cognitively salient and disrupting other things. Do you feel restless or irritable when you're trying to stop? So that shows withdrawal symptoms. Do you need to play for more and more time to get the same amount of excitement? So that shows tolerance, just like in other drugs. Do you feel you should play less, but you can't stop? So that shows a lack of control. You've lost control of it. Do you lose interest in or reduce participation in other things you used to like doing? So you're now starting to harm other areas of your life to game. Do you keep playing games even though you're aware of problems, like your school grade suffering? So there you're continuing despite the warning signs. Do you lie to your family or friends or try to cover it up? So now you're harming your social and family relationships. You're harming those trust relationships. Do you game to escape from or forget personal problems? So this is a low-level distraction technique. The problem's still there once you're done gaming, but you're actually just, you're not helping it, and you may be making it worse by not really trying to address it. And do you risk or lose significant relationships, jobs, or educational opportunities because of your gaming? So if you can answer yes to 5 of these, you win. You're in the club.